order.
Super Wednesday in the House with the MPs in their debating chamber from 9 in the morning through till 10 at night. While political reporters from the Parliamentary Press Gallery chase prime ministerial hopefuls around the beehive, over in the House, MPs got on with their daily routine, making progress on treaty settlement bills, other government bills and members' bills for the second Wednesday in a row, unusual because members' days are usually only once a fortnight. Today, though, the government honoured a promise to compensate backbenchers for a members' day lost to pass the Housing Legislation Amendment Bill under urgency in the first week of September. And also today, a question time and a general debate, beginning as usual with this invitation from the Speaker, David Carter.
Would some honourable member care to move that the House take note of miscellaneous business?
Indeed I would, and can I...
The Honourable Chris Finlayson.
Can I begin by thanking the Right Honourable Member for describing me as Lord Denning?
That Right Honourable Member was New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters, who also had this to say about Mr Finlayson.
The Attorney-General has perfected the ultra-crepidarian art. His arguments are bloviated balderdash of the First Order.
Back to the Attorney-General.
All I would say in response to his virulent attack on me is that at least I was never fired by Russell McVeigh after 6 months.
Mr Peters demanded an apology, but the Speaker said he couldn't get that in the chamber and warned him that he could be thrown out if he persisted.
I'm taking offence at a statement which goes to the very character and record of a person's working history. To say that you were fired from a law firm is a shocking insult.
Of being asked to leave. I've said that the matter was in the debate. If he feels that he's been misrepresented, I've advised him how to do it.
Oh, if he's taken offence, I'll apologise so I can get on with
the
damn speech.
The member's saying he's taken offence.
Well, it's a different matter, taking offence.
The member's taken offence. Would the member kindly withdraw the last part of his statement?
I withdraw the last part of the statement
the
and I'll
Honourable
go and indulge
Chris
in some self-flagellation later on. Mr Speaker, before the Speaker came into the House, Mr Robertson, whose views I so greatly respect, called out to me, why am I not standing for the leadership? I did say to him that I have the dream team, me as leader and me as deputy leader. Unfortunately, there haven't been any takers.
Probably because it's already a crowded field, with three declared runners in the race to succeed John Key as National Party leader and Prime Minister, as Deputy and Finance Minister Bill English, Police Minister Judith Collins and Health Minister Jonathan Coleman. The inspiration for this question for the Prime Minister from Mr Peters.
Entry question, Right Honourable Winston.
How can the Prime Minister have confidence in the Health Minister when clearly the Minister of Police and the Minister of Finance and a host of others in the caucus have no confidence in him at all?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, it's not true. The Minister of the Police and the Minister of Finance have great confidence in the Minister of Health. See, the difference on this side of the House is that we actually have a capable caucus where we actually know each other and like each other. It's quite a bit different over there and over there.
And over there, Labour's Deputy Leader and Spokeswoman on Health, Annette King, had this question for Jonathan Coleman as the Minister of Health.
Is he prepared to fund a program advising on the dangers of second-hand cigar smoke blown at people at close quarters in corporate boxes?
The Honourable Dr Jonathan Coleman.
No, but I think we could do with a program on staying well past your use-by date, Mrs King.
Mrs King's caucus colleague Grant Robertson had also been on a skeleton hunt, this time in the closet of Police Minister Judith Collins.
Will she provide additional police resources to tackle the theft of public money, such as someone who uses a taxpayer-funded trip to China to advance their husband's business interests?
Order. The question can be addressed. The Honourable
Well, if that Collins. Was the case, then it would be. Of course it's not.
Finally, a question about Bill English for the Prime Minister from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
Is the real reason that New Zealand's productivity is so low because every working-age New Zealander has been bored to death listening to Bill English?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, if that's his test, then I should introduce him to his own caucus colleagues and men. They're not exactly people I want to party with when I leave Parliament. Let me give you a clue.
The Prime Minister John Key answering one of the last questions he'll ever be asked in the House. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.